we ought also to be patient and forbear with our brethren. Okay? Don't be desirous of vainglory. Let's not showboat. Because you know why? God would make let you be tempted. Enticed. And then, what if you're caught then? Now you imagine you come down hard on a brother. You require much of him to restore him. And now you're overtaken in a fault. Maybe the same thing. What now? Do you expect the church to be more merciful to you? Or will they exact every ounce of blood, you know, so to speak? Every tear. Every supplication. Every whatever. I mean, honestly, I'm talking about this, but because only in churches where you're zealous for righteousness is anything like this ever going to happen. Most churches, people just come and go and they sin and they don't. You know, hey, who cares? We're all sinners, saints. I mean, that's just disgusting. That angers me. Because they've perverted the gospel of Christ into something that is not a gospel. Verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Love your neighbor as yourself. If a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. I like that. Bear one another's burdens. Every man shall bear his own burden. But the word burden in Greek is two very different words. In verse 2, it's baros, which means weight. In a figure sense, like a load, an abundance, you know, whatever. It's a weight. Okay? In verse 5, it is the word fortion, which is spelled like portion, but with an H after the P. So, it's almost like portion. I wonder if the words aren't related. But it means literally an invoice, as part of freight, or in a figurative sense, a task or service. Now, I like that. But first, we bear one another's weights. Let us lay aside every weight, and the sin that doth so easily beset us. And brethren are weak. People are waiting for the hope of righteousness. You know what that means? That means you don't always possess 100% of... I know this. I don't possess 100% righteousness in me, which is received by faith. I do not. I know it. I do not see Christ fully formed in me. Not even that portion of that, you know, the righteousness. I mean, ultimately, I got to be made perfect through suffering, right? But I mean, still, I still see sinful things. I still see it. To me, that's not a big confession, really. Because you know why? I can't make it happen. If I do, if I pretend, I just deceive myself. I am just like Hagar Ishmael. All I've done is jump the gun, claim a righteousness, claim the promise, but not according to the way God had dictated it, not according to faith. Sarah shall have a son, not Hagar shall have a son. And I haven't received what God is wanting me to wait for. So I wait for it. Not giving any room to the flesh, or using the liberty of Christ as a cloak for sin. No. But if I saw it, I wouldn't yet hope for it. I'm waiting for it. And we all wait for it. Because the thing is, it's not just me who has to be formed. it's everyone around me, and the body has to be formed. Until we see us all formed into the image of Christ, we're still hoping, aren't we? Because we're not, no man lives to himself, and no man dies to himself. That's why we got to bear one another's burdens. That's important. Because we aren't in this by ourselves. In that respect. Now, if a man think of himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. See, people like stand, oh, yes. In church, they think there's something. So you think you got something from God when you really don't. You're just deceiving yourself. Let every man prove his own work. When I hear that, I like to go to 2 Peter chapter 2. When he had talked about, you know, escaping the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. I quote this all the time. Godliness, kindness, love. You know, if these things are in you and abound, you will not be unfruitful. Right? And then if you go on down, he says, you know, he that lacks these things is blind. They cannot see afar off, forgotten their purged from their own sins. But then verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence. Again, the word diligence. Diligence to add to your faith. Well, diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. That's what I mean here. It's like, you got to bear your own burden in that sense. Is that you have a calling, an election, a task, a service, a burden. It's not a burden in the sense of weight, difficulty. It is your task. This burden means your service. This is your invoice. In fact, that's literally what it means. This is your invoice. God gave me an invoice. It has on here, and we don't always get to see this, but God almost looks at it. You know, it's like we have to bear this. So what's that mean, bear? As we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall bear the image of the heavenly? That just struck me like that. So I have to bear the image of this invoice. I've got to prove my own work. What's that mean? It's got to be tested. That's what I mean, like when I quoted Peter, you know, I'm giving diligence to make it sure. I got to prove it. Not to like make God, I'm impressed with him. No. I've got to prove what I am. You know, what it means is like, there's an invoice. Guys, look at it. Okay.